So it's that time again when, yes, I say, ladies and gentlemen across not only the world but the universe, because now that's what we can do. We go online and we can talk to the universe. So those of you who don't believe in beings from other planets, just think on this. You've no idea who's going to get in touch with the program. Roll titles.
James Whale, the voice of reason on the James Whale Radio Show.
Hi, here we go. The James Whale Radio Show, broadcasting all around the world, as I said before. Nice to have you with us. Thank you very much indeed to all those of you who have been getting in touch. Lots of you texting the program. We'll read out some of the texts a bit later on. But this is the James Whale Radio Show. We want to say hello to Sports Radio Birmingham. This program is broadcast by a large number of radio stations at the moment. And if you would like your radio station, online radio station, or terrestrial radio station, even if there's anybody listening on Mars, if you would like your radio station to pick up the program, it's an hour we can supply you with. Just get in touch with Rob. This is Rob. He's the producer. He'll tell you how to get in touch.
You can email the show, jameswellradio@gmail.com, and we'll send you everything you need.
Could you not sound slightly more interested in what we're doing?
How can I do that?
You could say, yes, well, why don't you email me at jameswellradio@gmail.com?
Okay. Shall I try that now, then?
I wish you would, yeah.
Okay. Ah, yes, yeah, of course. Email jameswellradio@gmail.com, and I'll get back in touch with all the details that you need.
On second thoughts, just stay the way you are.
Okay, cheers.
That's all right. So thank you very much indeed for that. We have had lots of people get in touch with the program this week. We've also got a competition which has been supplied for us by talentgb.com. You may remember last week we spoke to a very charming young man whose name, Rob, was?
Joe McKeldry.
Joe McKeldry, and we have given, Talent GB, of course, who have put this competition together for us, have given us two tickets to give away to see him perform and meet him after the show. And we will tell you during the course of the programme who the winner is.
I'll tell you what would be quite cool. We could give him a call.
Give the winner a call?
Yeah.
We could do that if you want.
Okay, no, I'll sort that for later.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know this show and all others that we have done are on iTunes at the moment?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I put them there.
Oh, right. Yes, of course you did. Yeah. Well, but anybody who's listening who didn't know, they just have to go to James Whale Radio Show, click on, and subscribe to iTunes. In fact, why not subscribe to our James Whale Radio Show YouTube channel?
Lots of new videos up there this week.
Lots of... Are there? What videos?
There's one of you doing a talent show.
Yeah.
There's one, obviously, the one of you in the bathroom with no clothes on.
Yeah, I've been meaning to tell you about that. I think you should take that down.
Really?
Well, no, the video, not my clothes.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. And is the one that somebody put up on Twitter... Thought I'd be embarrassed about me. The first ever, I think it was the first ever television interview I ever did. I looked 10 years old at Clone Zone in Manchester. I think that's still up there as well.
That's there, yes.
Now, as we, of course, are a commercial enterprise, we need to find some money to keep the programme going. And we've got various ways of doing that, one of which is you text the programme. And if you text 81888, putting Whale and then your message, you can help us fund the programme. It'll cost you 25p plus standard rates. That's all you have to do. 81888, putting the word Whale first. Tom from Sheffield. Hi, Tom. Shout out for Tom. Give him a big shout out.
Hi, Tom.
No, that's not that. More enthusiastic. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Get your mates, Tom, to text us, Whale. Text 81888 and put the word Whale, and then text us your message, and we'll give them a shout-out as well. You too. Anybody. Well, you too. Bono, if he wants, I suppose.
Have we got any more?
Tom from Sheffield. Yeah, we've got more. Do another one in a moment.
Okay.
I want to talk about a couple of things. First of all, this week, there was a story that I just really thought this story was quite funny, and I'd be interested to know what you think, actually. Rob... because you take a great interest in news and current affairs, don't you?
Oh, no. Yeah.
So if I say to you John Bercow, what does that mean?
Isn't he the Speaker in the House of Commons?
See, I thought that would have caught you. He's this week complained that politicians are behaving like a bunch of rude and yobbish public schoolboys during Prime Minister's question time, and he wants them to stop.
Has he tried asking?
Well, no, he can't keep control. That's the problem. Oh. He's not really very good at his job, and he can't keep control. I like Prime Minister's question time when they all have a go at each other.
Isn't it basically Jeremy Kyle does Parliament?
Yeah, it's exactly like Jeremy Kyle for people. Did you see, there was an interesting programme, did you see the immigration debate on Channel 5?
I did after you mentioned it.
It honestly, what a bunch of bilge. I mean, I'm available if you want to do a proper programme. I felt a bit sorry for Anne Diamond and Nick Ferrari, who obviously lost total control, and the whole thing then became the Katie Hopkins show. You've heard of this woman, have you?
Yeah, I saw her a lot when she was on that Big Brother programme.
Yeah, well, she's obviously out to try and make a name for herself by just being rude. And it needs somebody to verbally slap her down.
I think it was The Apprentice she was famous for.
Was it The Apprentice?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know, but I looked at this and I thought I'm really not sure why Nick wasn't sort of suggesting to her that she should wind her neck in slightly
or sit in the audience.
I would have put her in the audience actually and left her there. But it was an interesting debate. It didn't get anywhere. All it had was Katie Hopkins ranting and raving and talking over everybody else. But if Channel 5 wish to continue with this, I am available. And maybe we could have the James Whale debate back on TV.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we could call it the mass debate.
You can't say that on radio, can you?
Can't say what?
Mass debate.
It would be a mass debate. We would invite the country to call in during the programme, text, tweet, Facebook us, whatever.
Okay.
It would be a mass debate amongst the nation about certain topics of interest at the time, whether it happens to be Europe, immigration, or whatever.
OK, well, let's all get masturbated. You're going to get me into trouble.
Were you tempted to say, let's all get masturbating? Were you? That is appalling. Apologies for my producer, Rob. He's not had enough to eat today. Anyway, you got any thoughts on any part of the programme? Is that a little... Why have you brought it to a lower level?
I'm going to fade myself out in a minute.
No, don't bother.
What? You started masturbating first.
No, mass debating.
That's what I said.
Oh, you're being silly now, right? I wish to move on. Just to remind people, have we been in the download charts recently?
I haven't checked.
No, because we've had so many people, and I really must thank everybody for listening and telling their friends and everything else on the programme. It really is great. When we started this, we didn't really expect it to take off. In fact, I thought I'd probably say, well, so I won't be doing anymore because I'm busy. And it really is, it's doing remarkably well. So thank you to everybody that tunes in. Tell your friends. As I say, we're being broadcast by a number of radio stations. Well, we were until Rob started being rude. And of course, you can hear us online. Audio Boo, you can hear us at talentgb.com, who are providing the competition this week. And I think they're going to provide a few more competitions as well. Shall we have a bit of music so you can regain your composure?
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But because I think that's what we should probably do, isn't it?
It is, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. While people text us with their thoughts on on whether or not we should be doing a mass debate, I suppose. Text Whale to 81888, putting Whale before your message. Calls cost 25p plus standard rates, and we will read some more of your texts out on the programme as well. Tom from Sheffield, the first one we've read out on today's programme, so a big shout out for you. When we come back after this bit of music, by the way, Denmark are going to ban kosher and halal meat. And I wonder whether you think we, this nation, should be banning halal meat because it's obviously a religious requirement in some religions, but some people feel that that is not a humane way to kill animals, and in Denmark they've decided to ban it. They say it's not humane. We won't allow religion to dictate to what the people of the country want. I wonder your thoughts on that when we come back. What music have you got?
Somebody called Owen Paul.
Right, okay. And?
You're my favourite waste of time.
All right, that sort of rings a bell. Play the record, let's have a listen.
Okay.
You're mine. You're my favorite waste of time. Mine. Baby, you're my favorite waste of time. Here I am, I'm playing daydreaming fool again. My favorite game. And you are the one who's got my head in the clouds above. You're the one that I love, 'cause you're mine. You're my favorite waste of time. Mine. Baby, you're my favorite waste of time. I don't care if being with you is meaningless and ridiculous. If it's wrong or right, I'm gonna give you my love tonight and tomorrow night, 'cause you're mine. You're my favorite waste of time. Mine. Baby, you're my favorite waste of time, 'cause you're mine. Take the blows. And there's one last thing, I'm gonna give you my love tonight, and the bell's gonna ring, and you're mine. You're my favorite waste of time. Mine. Baby, you're my favorite waste of.
There we are. That's Owen Paul, and You're My Favourite Waste of Time. Do you know, I can't... Where did we get that record from?
Well, we put out the request for new music. I think you put it on Facebook. I tweeted it, and he got in touch and said, how about this?
Do you know, I'm sure that was a hit a while ago. You're My Favourite Waste of Time. I'm sure that was a hit. Have you got his number there?
Yeah, I have. Do you want to give it a call?
Find the number. While you're doing that... just a reminder that if you'd like to have a free book, we can offer you that here on the James Whale Radio Show. Visit my website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Click on the Audible link. Okay, Audible link. There we are. Click on that. And by registering, I've had terrible problems with that all day, with Audible, you get a free book. And why not get, these are audio books, by the way, so you can listen to them if you're on long drive. Why not get Almost a Celebrity? Download that. It's my autobiography. And it took me a week to read, so I think you should get it. Or, of course, if you want to get something else, have any free book you want. If you download Butterfly Boy, look for that one, Butterfly Boy. I also did the voice for that. You will get a free book, okay, when you register with Audible. If you are registered with Amazon, you don't have to. And, of course, we get a bit of a kickback to keep the program going. So get yourselves a free book. Now, I did say we were going to talk about Denmark banning kosher and halal meat. Wonder what your thoughts were on that. So quite a bit of information coming in on Facebook and some texts as well. So we will come back to those in a moment. But did you get that number? Because I've just remembered that Owen Paul, You're My Favourite Waste of Time, that was quite a big hit back in the 80s.
Didn't sound...
Give him a ring.
I'll give him a ring.
Give him a ring. Give him a ring. I'm absolutely sure. Let me have a quick look through here, see if I can get something off Wikipedia. Hold on.
Hello?
Owen Paul?
It's me.
Owen Paul of You're My Favourite Waste of Time?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, Owen, James Whale, how are you?
Very good, mate. Long time, eh?
Very, very long time. Very long time indeed.
Good to see you out there doing it, and so am I.
Well, listen, back in the 80s, man, that was a huge hit, wasn't it?
Well, it didn't do me any harm in some respects. I mean, obviously it did very well. Massive all over Europe. Still to this day, people still sing at me in the street, even though I don't look the same. But at the same time, I had a bit of a problem with it because it was such a pop record, and I was much more of a kind of rock guy. And was brought up on The Clash and U2 and the Sex Pistols, so it meant that my record company wanted more and more pop records out of me, otherwise they weren't going to do any business with me, and I didn't want to give them that. So we got into a bit of a mess afterwards, but I'm sure you've heard that tale 100,000 times.
It's not an unusual story, Owen, I know.
They signed me, having watched me gigging out in London way back in the day, in the early 80s, like 81, 82, and I was a full-on kick-ass rock act. And then my first couple of singles didn't do too badly in that vein. In fact, one of them was nominated for a Brit, strangely, but not a lot of people know that. I got nominated as Best New Act of, I think it was 1985. Didn't win it, but who cares who won it, because I didn't. But unfortunately, then once the pop record happened, which I'd done just completely on a whim, stupid me, and it was so big, there was just no coming back from that, so... It was a double-edged sword, let's say.
So what happened in the meantime, then? I mean, I know you had that bit of problem when you appeared on Pebble Mill at One, and the only reason I know that is I was working in the Midlands at the time.
All right.
And and saw that, which wasn't your fault, of course.
You know, it looks like either I'm not miming along with the song, which is what my manager thought. He thought I'd thrown an artistic wobbly, didn't want to join in. But in fact, it was a lot simpler than that. I'd told engineers during the run-through in the early part of the day at Pebble Mill that there were some problems with the monitoring and I couldn't hear the track, therefore I couldn't... And because Favourite Waste Time starts off with the singing, I couldn't grab the vocals to mime to it right away. So they said they'd look at it and fix it while we were getting ready for the live show, and obviously they didn't. And suffice to say, the song, I got introduced, the song started. If you're watching it on TV, the song starts and you're wondering why the guy's standing there like a spare not doing anything. But in fact, all it was that I couldn't hear the song at all, couldn't join in. And then I decided after, in my own mind, after a certain amount of time, that if it did come back in and I could suddenly hear it, I wasn't going to join in because I thought that'd look even worse.
You know a mate of mine, don't you? Jim Diamond.
I do. You do. He doesn't live that far from me because I'm a Twickenham boy. Believe, I know I don't sound like one, but like Jim, I'm a Scot.
Listen. Well, yeah. I've already told Jim he doesn't live far from you. You're absolutely right. That he's going to have to move back north of the border if you all vote for separation.
I funny feeling you might go at that subject, yeah.
Yeah, you might need a passport.
As far as I understand, it's the only way I'd get a vote, that's for sure.
Come down here, take our jobs away. What do you think you're doing?
I'm not quite sure I took anybody's jobs. And I didn't have it for that long anyway. I had to go and work in America, even worse.
What have you been doing since the 80s then?
Well, I mean, a multitude of things. One of the main things I got involved with is I ran a theatre. I had got the lease on this old church hall in the West End of London. And it's in near Leicester Square.
Right.
But it was like an old church hall. And I used to run a ballroom dancing club, believe it or not, with a bit of salsa, a bit of rumba, a bit of cha-cha-cha, you know, usual stuff. And it did very well for us. And then one day, Boy George, of all people, walked in. And he said he was looking for a place to put on his new musical Taboo, and that must have been 1992 or 3 or something. And anyway, we did a deal with them. They said they'd refurbish the, and it really was a sort of decrepit old church hall, and they funded it, refurbished it, put new dressing rooms in, staging, lighting. We gave them a cheap deal on rent, and the basic deal for us was that as long as the musical ran. That was cool, but if it only ran for 3 or 4 weeks, which is sometimes the case in musicals, then we got to keep the fixtures and the fittings, and in effect, we owned a theatre overnight. And the good thing is, we both won, because Boy George's musical lasted 2.5, nearly 3 years.
It did. George was on the programme 2 weeks ago as well.
All right.
And he's having a renaissance now. He's getting super fit, eating proper food, and turned his back on the sort of life he used to have.
Well, when I saw him in the period that he worked with us, he was all over the place. And he was very large as well. And I noticed he's got a grip of his weight, and he's, as you say, he's definitely getting a grip in this with healthy lifestyle issues, you know, which is good for him.
And what about you? You were going to be a professional footballer, weren't you?
I was fit enough then, but that was really only, it's one of those things, it's like many people, I suppose, like Rod Stewart or many others. I got signed professionally to Glasgow Celtic when I was 12, I think, and I'd already played for Glasgow, I'd played for my country a few times as a schoolboy, and it was kind of a very natural thing, especially from the working class part, that background I've got. You know, the only way out of working in either a coal mine or something, especially around the outskirts of Glasgow, or, you know, getting a trade, was to become a sportsman, and I fitted the bill, but it didn't last very long once punk happened. And much to my father's disgust, I gave it up immediately. Basically what happened was, around 1979, 80, or maybe even earlier actually, 78, 79, everybody from my school, which included Jim Kerr, Charlie Butchell from Simple Minds, my brother Brian, they all formed a band which became Simple Minds, and when the punk explosion happened, I kind of got dragged along in it, and everyone and anyone was joining bands rather than going to youth clubs or that kind of thing. And I found myself on stages all over Scotland at that time, when I was 15, in Aberdeen or Dundee or Edinburgh, and slowly but surely I learned how to play an instrument, because one of the punk requirements wasn't that you needed to be able to play, you just had to look the part and make a noise. And I kind of got dragged along into that, so my sport career stopped actually overnight.
Well, listen, let's talk about now, because we talked about the past, and we could all talk about our past, but we need to talk about now.
That's
2014, what is the boy Owen doing?
Well, strangely, after, you know, something like 25, nearly 30 years, I've actually got a single out now. I did some of those, last year I got invited to do some of those 80s kind of rewind type shows. And not to say that the bug ever left me, but I really got a taste for it. And I'm back out doing some live shows and stuff. But this year, this month, I've got a new single out, and it's called The One, which you can download right now, actually, on iTunes and Amazon and Spotify and all the usual kind of download places. And then I've got an album coming out, and it should be like late April, May, definitely by summer anyway.
So can we play that then on the programme?
You can play it right now, James. Go for it.
Why don't we play that? Listen, Owen, it's been good to talk, and perhaps we can talk in the future as well. But let's listen to the new single, and if people like it, of course, they can go download it straight afterwards.
That would be nice.
Good to talk, mate. Thanks for that.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
time means you'll need me, as surely I would run. Can I wait till you see I'm the one? Can I make you believe I'm the one? And if I get to hold you, have I told you I can show so easy, I'll take the weight that comes. No line is beneath me as I wait for you to run. Can I wait till you see I'm the one?
So there we are, Owen Paul and a brand new single called The One. Amazing. Owen Paul gets in touch, tells us about his new single. I knew I remembered it.
It's good.
You wouldn't remember it. You're too young.
No, I remember it. Oh, I'm an 80s kid. Well, born in the 70s, listened to music in the 80s.
Right, okay. All right. You'd say that. Listen, I just want to do a couple of these thoughts of people about banning kosher and halal meat, which is what Denmark is doing. Danny Weaver Sullivan, there's a nice long name, Danny, who got in touch. He said, yes, but can't see it as we are far too scared to offend. Denmark are banning kosher and halal meat. Sean Oscar says, definitely, if you're offended, get lost. Our country, our rules, sod religion. It's a little rude, Sean. Joyce says, for the sole reason that humane slaughter was introduced into legislation for good reason, and no religion or religious practice should take precedent over law. Jill Worsley says, ban both and religion as well, and also ban Brussels sprouts. Horrible bloody things anyway. Yuck, Jill, please. I mean, I think it's quite serious, actually. I wonder what will happen in Denmark, because, you know, banning kosher and halal meat is going to upset the Muslim and Jewish community quite considerably. But if those of us who are not Muslims, not Jewish, not Christians either, I don't subscribe myself to any religion, and I think it is far better for humane slaughter. I'd like to know your thoughts. Why don't you text me? If you would like to text me your thoughts on whether or not we should ban religious slaughter in this country, like Denmark are, I'd be interested to know. If you're Muslim or Jewish, I'd like to know your thoughts as well. You could text me at 81888. Put the word whale in front of your text and let me know what your thoughts are. Text will cost you 25p plus standard rates.
Isn't this a bit bad timing, though, for the Danish?
Why?
Well, weren't they in the news a week ago about slaughtering a giraffe and feeding it to the lions?
I wondered when somebody was going to bring that up.
Oh, handy then.
Yes, very handy indeed. That was in Copenhagen, wasn't it? In Copenhagen Zoo, I think. I might be wrong, but I think it was. And that animal was humanely slaughtered. And it was an interesting debate. People getting very upset about that and wanting to give it a home and everything else. But, you know, if you eat meat, then you can't complain. It was humanely slaughtered. The reason it was slaughtered is because they wanted to keep the gene pool pure. They didn't want too much interbreeding. They didn't want it to go anywhere else. And quite frankly, animals like that being transported around the world, I'm not sure is a good thing. I don't like the idea of sheep being transported from one country to another, or cattle or anything else, just to be slaughtered when they get there. So, text me, guys. Tell me your thoughts on this. I think actually it's a discussion that is going to be hitting the headlines. If Denmark do go through with this and ban halal and kosher meat, I think we're going to be hearing a lot more. So, your thoughts, text me 81888. Put the word whale first. Now, Rob, you know how I'm always getting sent information, and we're getting sent stuff about music and everything else, and people who want to be on the program.
Uh-huh.
I've got this stunning-looking woman. She's a Russian singer called Marina Laszlo.
Right.
And it's, you know, when people send you, they always have a press release, and it says, and I quote, combining sumptuous, rich, and tender vocals with intense, touchable emotion, Marina Laszlo has firmly established herself on the international music scene.
Okay.
It's made me want to talk to her.
Really?
Yes, made me want to talk to her. If only because she's got some bald guy snogging her on the picture.
Do you want
on
me
the
to,
front of her press release.
Do you want me to hook you up?
Well, listen, it's given me the phone number here. Let me give you the phone number.
Okay.
Give it a ring and let's see if we can get her on.
All right, pass here then.
Okay.
That was a bit over-dramatised.
Really?
Yeah, do it again.
I thought it was rather good. Have you got it?
Yeah, I've got it now, yes. Definitely, I've got
okay.
it now, yes. I'll phone
right.
it now for you.
Give her a call.
I'm phoning now.
While you're doing that, let me remind everybody, of course, if you want to get free movies for a month, we can help you. We can help you get free movies for a month very easily. All you've got to do is go to my website, of course, and if you haven't been there, go there, jameswhaleradio.co.uk, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. You want to book me for an after-dinner soiree? Not weddings, I don't do weddings. But, you know, if you're having a lunch or a dinner and you want someone to come and give a talk afterwards, get in touch that way. Now, Love Films, of course, are helping us provide you with a month full of films. Just go to the website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk, click on the Love Film banner at the top of the screen there, next to the Audible one. We do them both together. Click on that, download all the links, okay, and you can get free movies for a whole month. So if you're lucky, you can get a games console. What's that say? Oh, this is an old part of a script here. It says, if you're lucky, you get a games console or smart TV for Christmas. Why didn't you take that off there? You didn't read that, Rob. You didn't read it, did you?
No, I didn't read it. I'm sorry.
No, it's lucky I don't get put off by that sort of thing. So, anyway, go to the website, and if you would like to have some free movies, allow us to give you free movies for a month. And when you do that, it all helps to fund the program. And, you know, we need to fund the program to keep it going. Right, have you got her?
I have. I'm going to put her through now.
You are listening to James and Rob on the James Well Radio Show.
Now, with me is Marina Laszlo. Marina, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I'm reading your notes here. Your new album is called Night and Day.
Yes.
And on the front cover, you're being snogged by a guy with no hair.
His name is Leo, and he's a Cuban, and he's a dancer, very good dancer, by the way.
Yes, I approve, because any guys without any hair are to be applauded.
Could be. No.
Like myself.
No, he's a very, 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 very professional person. And even did a video together in Cuba. So, and he was playing kind of, you know, my love of my life, basically.
Yeah, and he seems to have you in a rather compromising position, which, fine, I have no problem.
Yeah, that's a question to a photographer called Gavin Evans. And he's quite, you know, he likes kind of, you know, experimenting with people. And you could see my other picture, which he made. It's not sexual, it's just really provocative.
I'm just glad to know that you like guys with that sort of head and hairstyle, and when you're doing your next photo shoot, I could be available.
That's funny. Well, basically, you know why it's really, really, really completely funny? Because how to put it in a really polite way. Leo, he's not a straight guy.
Oh, well, you don't have to worry about that with me, but then that's a completely different issue.
So it's really touchable things, but he's gay.
No.
Yes, he is gay. And he is gay, and that's why I think he was the best partner for my video I ever had in my entire life.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, I can't, I'm not gay. Is that a problem?
No, not at all. No. I like nice people, that's all.
Okay. Now, Marina, let's talk about your music. You're from Russia. What part of Russia are you from, by the way?
From St. Petersburg.
From the beautiful part.
From the beautiful part, yeah. It's a capital of culture of Russia, yeah.
Yep.
And it's an absolutely beautiful, really European city. So, yeah, I'm really proud to be from there, yeah.
What brought you to England?
To England. When I came to England, I was trying and I studying musical theatre because I was really, really keen to study this subject. And I likely found a teacher called Mary Hammond from Royal Academy of Music. And she kindly agreed to give me master classes for the musical theatre. So I came here just to kind of change my voice because I didn't like it completely. I was trained as a classical singer. And I didn't like that heavy, kind of, I found it a really dull voice. So Mary helped me, and she brought kind of life and light into the voice by special training. And special training even as an actress as well. Because she's paying a lot of attention to words and to lyrics. So, and because it was a different language, so I needed to practice more than other people. In order to understand completely what exactly means in certain sentences.
Let's talk, Marina, about your performance in London, which is happening very soon, isn't it?
It's going to happen in St. James Theatre, which is a new theatre. It's not far from Victoria Tube Station. I'm going to perform some original songs, some Russian songs, some songs from the repertoire of Marlene Dietrich, because I'm working now on a big show about Marlene.
What song? What is your favorite Marlene Dietrich song?
That's a funny question. There's a song which is probably really unknown. It's called "Cherche la rose."
Do you sing it in Russian?
No, in French.
Because in French?
In French, yeah. All songs. So I'm going to sing in French, in Russian, and in English, of course. So three languages so far.
I'm feeling quite inadequate now. Maybe we could do this interview in Welsh. Do you speak Welsh?
No, I'm sorry. No. I have no idea. I did sing one song called Sogan, it's a lullaby. Long time ago.
Okay, well, I'm not going to push you on that either. Do you do Falling in Love Again by Marlene Dietrich?
Yes, of course, yeah. It's the title of the program, Falling in Love Again.
Yeah. Can you give me a few bars of it?
Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Yes, that sounds good. Very good. So, what date is your performance again?
It's going to be this coming Saturday, 22nd of February. And another date is the 1st of March. It's Saturday as well.
Okay. Well, if we can all get there, we will.
Okay, thank you. That will be nice.
Are you are you based here in London now full-time? Or
yes.
do you live in Russia?
Yeah. No, I'm based in London full-time. Hmm.
Okay. All right, listen, fascinating, and this will go out on our show this week.
Okay.
I'll edit some of the bits out where you go. Uh-huh.
Okay, хорошо. Wonderful. Прекрасно. Thank you
very much. Okay, bye-bye, Marina.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Listen, Robert, I think she liked me, don't you?
She likes your kind of physique, I think.
Does she? I think she does. I think she does, yeah. Now, if you just joined us, the James Whale Radio Show, of course, being broadcast on radio stations near you. And there are lots of new ones. Sports Radio Birmingham is broadcasting us this week. They're the newest one. And if you want to be on, all you've got to do, if you have a radio station, get in touch. Let us know. And we'll come to some arrangement, I'm sure. Now, time for the competition. Last week, my special guest was Joe McKeldry, and we spoke, I thought, Rob, in depth.
It was one of the best interviews I've heard in a long time.
Are you taking the pee?
No, it was very good. What?
I don't know. I mean, aren't all my interviews good?
Yes, but this one was outstanding.
All right, don't go mad. I'll get too worried. And we ran a competition, and the competition was to see Joe on tour and meet him afterwards. So two tickets, and we have picked a number. Now, we might have to go through a few because we're going to ring the first one we've picked out, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I hope for their sake they're in.
Are you sure?
I hope so.
Well, if they're not in, we'll go on and we'll ring the next person. So I have no idea, because I've got no name down here, who this person is. So you're sure they answered the question correctly? I will ask them the question. So ring now.
Okay, I'm ringing now.
The question was, which awards ceremony will Joe perform at on Saturday, April the 5th? And he mentioned it in the programme. Hello, who's that?
It's Christine.
Christine, James Whale Radio Show. How are you?
Oh, hello, I'm fine, thank you.
Right, okay, you've been picked out. You entered the competition, didn't you? It was you, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was, right. I'm going to ask you the question. You've already answered it, but if you haven't got it right this time, I've got to go on to the next person. So, the question, Christine, is this. Which awards ceremony will Joe perform at on Saturday the 5th of April?
The Soldiering On Awards.
The Soldiering On Awards.
Yes.
Rob, is that the right answer?
Congratulations.
Well done! Christine, you're a winner.
Wow!
You are a winner, Christine. You are... Listen, you can go, can't you?
Yes, I have friends that live in Wakefield.
Okay, you'd like to go in Wakefield, would you?
I would.
Are you sure?
I live in Sunderland.
Yeah, you're in Sunderland?
I'm in Sunderland.
Okay, well, Wakefield is, about 3/4 of an hour?
Yes, probably about that, down the A1.
Are you sure? You sound a bit worried about it. Are you sure you're all right to go and see him?
Yes, I'm just a bit in shock.
Well, don't be in shock, otherwise, you know, it'll be no good at all, will it? Look,
no.
In that case, should we cancel the you meeting him afterwards bit?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Because, you know, part of this prize, not only do you get the two tickets to go and see him.
Yes.
But part of the prize is you get to meet him afterwards as well.
That would be brilliant.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, because he's not a really very good singer, is he, to be honest?
Well, he's from the North East. He's fantastic.
Where are you, man? from the North East. You're what they call a Macam, aren't you?
I'm a Macam.
Yeah. Yeah. Rob, you've got no idea what we're talking about, have you?
I'm clueless, sorry.
Yeah, he is clueless, to be honest with you. Yeah, Macam and Tacam, that's really what the Geordies call the people from Wearside.
Packam and Stackam.
They do, but they like them, really.
Macam and Tacam. Oh, tell him, will you, Christine?
Macam and Tacam.
Yeah. What part of Sunderland do you live in?
Fulwell.
Fulwell?
Yes.
I know. Well, many years ago, I used to work for a radio station up there in the 70s.
Right.
Metro Radio. Do you ever listen
yes,
to Metro
I
Radio?
Yes, I used to listen to that.
Yeah, well, that's where I started, a long time ago.
Right. We're near the seafront here.
Ah, near Marsden Grotto, and that's a bit further along, isn't it?
Yeah, Whitburn.
Yeah, nice. Very nice indeed.
Seaburn.
It's a lot better than it used to be, isn't it?
We've got Groden Sands here, and people don't believe us.
No, I know.
I believe
because
you.
Because they always used to show sort of the shipyards.
Yeah.
And people think, oh, shipyards. But really, we've got a lovely seafront. But South Shields is actually better where Joe lives.
Well, South Shields, I was talking, you heard the interview anyway, I'm sure, last week.
Yes.
And, of course, Ocean Road in South Shields is the home of curry.
It is, and you were saying that was the first place in England to open a curry house, weren't you?
Yeah, well, it was one of the first places, and a number of curry houses opened up there many years ago before they opened anywhere else. Yes, absolutely right. Well, listen, now, have you got over your shock? So we're going to give you these tickets. We'll be getting in touch. Your talent GB will get in touch and let you know when it is, what time to get there and all that, and arrange for you to meet Joe.
Right, lovely.
And will you text me or get in touch with me afterwards or ring me and tell me how it went?
Certainly will, yes.
What's your favourite record by Joe?
Here's What I Believe.
Well done, Christine. Thank you.
Thank you for ringing. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm tired of hanging on to all the games you play, the lies you made, it won't work the way. You know I lead my cards right out for you to see, but you just steal what I wanna see. Tell you how I go. You're no longer in control. Just so you know, here's what I believe. You've gotta be on one side or another. It's gotta be me or the other. That's how it's gotta be. Here's what I believe. Good luck with your part-time lover. I know I'm gonna find me another. Cause now I see what you believe. I'm tired of always wondering what's going on. If it was me, then I was wrong. I opened up my heart to you, I showed my hand. I took that risk, but you had your plan. So I'm gonna tell you how I go. You're no longer in control. Just so you know, here's what I believe. You either me or the other. That's how it's gotta be. Here's what I believe. Good luck with your part-time lover. I know I'm gonna find me another. 'Cause now I see. Gotta be on one side or another. It's gotta be me or the other. That's how it's gotta be. Here's what I believe. You gotta be on one side or another. It's gotta be me or the other. That's how it's gotta be.
I do love it when you can do nice things for people. No, I'm getting soft in my old age. Well done to Christine, who's off to see Joe McElderry. She's going to see him in Wakefield in West Yorkshire. Now, where are we? I was going to do a couple more shout-outs. This one from Stuart in Nantwich. Hello, Stuart. He enjoys the show. He said, keep it up. If you want to get a shout-out, text me 81888. Text the word whale and then the message you would like us to read out on the program. And this one from this says, James, can't tell you how great it is to listen to you again. For most of my teen years, I listened to you on radio air at night in Leeds and still have loads of tapes of the show. Such great memories and such a big part of my early life. I used to love Fast and Furious at the end of the show. I used to cram in as many calls as I could in 10 minutes at the end of the show. And this says, from Margaret from Beeston. And it can't possibly be Margaret from Beeston, because Margaret from Beeston was a regular caller to the program. She would call in every single week, and she became a bit of a celebrity herself. But I think Margaret was pretty elderly when I did this show back in the 80s. So I don't think this was her. But anyway, thank you very much indeed. As I say, if you want to text us, you want to mention, or you want to talk about one of the subjects we've been talking about on the programme, text 81888, putting the word whale first, and then your message. Calls cost 25p, of course, plus your standard network rate. Now, Robbo, we must be coming to the end of the show.
Yeah, time to wrap up now. What are you laughing at now?
Well, I had loads more, lots of texts, lots of Facebook stuff about the banning of kosher and halal meat in Denmark. But I'll tell you what, we'll get some more in, and we'll do this. We'll do more on this in next week's show, I think, because I think it'll be a very serious thing. Matt Rutherford says, "No, what a ridiculous idea! We should focus on asparagus." Some really mad people out there. You'd like to ban asparagus rather than kosher and halal slaughter. And Jan Trim says, just before we finish, such a cruel method of slaughter. It's always surprised me that the RSPCA have always remained closed mouth on this. Political correctness, methinks, it should be banned. But for Denmark to ban it, it is rather strange, as they are not known as animal lovers. They still ferociously hunt dolphins. I wasn't aware that Denmark ferociously hunt dolphins. Jan, tell me more. But that's it for this week. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Don't forget, get in touch. If you want to get a free copy of my book, or any other book for that matter, then go to the website, jameswhaleradio.com. audible.co.uk, and you can download it from Audible. You get it free, and you can also get a month of free movies from... where can you get those from?
Love Film.
Love Film. Just download the link. Go to our website. Say goodbye, Rob.
Goodbye, Rob.
Thank you very much indeed. Join me again, same time, same channel, next week. Or if you're up early, you can tune to me on BBC Radio Essex for the breakfast show every morning from 6 till 9.
James Whale, the voice of reason on the James Whale Radio Show.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/jameswhaleradioshow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.